The next dictation is on Susan Rondeau, R-O-N-D-E-A-U, a 63-year-old lady referred by Dr. Sudha Patel for evaluation of positive ANA to rule out connective tissue disease. Patient has a long history of aching and hurting. She has a long history suggestive of generalized osteoarthritis, including arthritis in the hands, lumbar spine, and the right knee. The pain has been worse on exertion, partly related with rest-associated morning stiffness and stiffness on inactivity. In November of 2012, she had significant flare-up, and her meloxicam was temporarily increased to 15 milligrams. She felt better. Now it has been reduced down to 7.5 milligrams. Patient works as a custodian and hence has increased pain after her work. A lab evaluation in November also showed a positive ANA and hence the referral. Review of system is negative. Correction, the system is positive for some hair loss, occasional diarrhea, nausea, difficulty with sleep, night sweats. Okay, it's not shortness of breath and fatigue. Has medical history of recurrent UTIs in the past. Some heart problems, gastric bypass surgery for gallbladder problems. Previously abnormal liver function tests. Occasional stomach problems, history of depression, and history of thyroid problems in the past. Family history, recently her sister died from primary biliary cirrhosis. Mother had seizure disorder, father with arthritis and Alzheimer's. Social history negative for smoking, no alcohol use. Patient works full time as a custodian. She drinks 2 soda cans a day and 2 cups of coffee per day. Allergies to penicillin and iodide. Present medication is ranitidine, ursodiol, meloxicam, potassium, Tylenol number 3s as needed, lisinopril, vitamin D 4000 units daily, anti-diarrheal medication, multivitamin, Benadryl and Tylenol as needed. On examination, her height was 5 feet 4 inches, weight 170, blood pressure 126 over 78. Skin examination was unremarkable, HNT normal, neck mal, paracervical spasm, chest clear, heart regular, aging rhythm, abdomen soft, extremities, no edema, musculoskeletal examination, hands showed some degenerative changes, wrists were unremarkable, elbows and shoulders were unremarkable, lower extremity joint, feet also showed some DJD. Ankles unremarkable, right knee showed advanced DJD, left knee was unremarkable, hips with reduced range of motion, spinal examination, paralumbar spasm. Laboratory tests available from Dr. Patel's office were reviewed. On 11/30/12, her CBC and comprehensive panel were normal, rheumatoid factor negative, aldolase normal, and ANA was positive 1 to 640 with a homogeneous pattern. Impressions, patient has a positive ANA, which will need further evaluation. She has polyarthritis, her symptoms are suggestive of generalized osteoarthritis rather than inflammatory arthropathy. She also has a family history of primary biliary cirrhosis that needs attention. Plans, I had a detailed discussion with the patient. I will check additional laboratory tests. I will have her discontinue soda. I will add Flexerol 10 milligrams at that time to see if we can improve her sleep and her pain. No other changes were made in her therapeutic regimen. I will see her back in following 5 weeks. She will call me next week to discuss lab results. End of dictation on this patient with a copy of note to go to Dr. Sudha Patel.